Welcome back. Are you having fun, pet? Denying yourself? Trusting me? I hope so. I hope that by now you are becoming aware of the pleasure you gain from denying yourself. That all day you can feel the aching in your balls, your cock hardening, your body twitching as your mind never ceases to drift toward sexual thoughts. You might be having some trouble going to sleep. All those sexual thoughts arousing you, making your cock hard, making your cock throb. Do you have to concentrate on staying still? Because you're afraid the slightest movement, the slightest extra sensation on your cock might send you over the edge and make you come. Yeah, that's a struggle. One some of you have written me about. But that cannot happen. Can it? Because you want to deny yourself. You want the kind of pleasure you can only get from denial. That constant aching pleasure. I trust you are well aware of all of these feelings. The only thing left for us to do now is to enhance those feelings. Did your cock twitch at just the idea of it getting more intense? God, I hope so. The good news is that we can do this together. Get back into that comfortable position, the one from yesterday, or a new one, whatever you like. This is about you, after all. Comfortable? Yeah. Just listening to my voice. Letting my voice penetrate your mind. Letting my voice coach you toward more and more pleasure. Very good. Now close your eyes. Breathe deeply for me. Stay still. You know the drill by now, don't you, pet? Relax. Remember, I am here with you. I am holding you, letting you lean back into me, letting you rest on me, being your strength as you learn. You're not alone. Remember how relaxed this makes you feel. This space enveloping you in my warmth. Does that feel good? Leaning back into me. Resting on me. Little snuggle slut you. Now remember how relaxed this makes you feel. How warm this makes you feel. It's becoming familiar and safe, isn't it? This space with me in your head. Every day, for just a little while. I can see how aroused it makes you feel. Think about yesterday. Think about how I allowed your hips and dominant hand to move. Did that feel good? Good. Today, I will let your other hand move as well. I want you to keep one hand on your cock. And your other hand will be used to explore other sensations. Are you ready? Good. Now take your dominant hand and grip the base of your cock, just like yesterday. Take your other hand and slide it up your stomach, up your chest, all the way to your throat. Your throat. And squeeze it just a little for me. This sensation is slightly familiar, isn't it? Think back to the second day when your face was buried in between my thighs. You could still breathe, but it made doing it just a little bit harder. While I have you in this position, I want to remind you that you promised you would obey my every command, correct? Nod your head. Good boy. That is especially important today because enhancing your pleasure from this point on requires lots of teasing. And if you aren't careful enough, you might end up accidentally coming. So it's important that you follow my instructions. Got it? Good boy. Now release your grip and bring your hand down to your chest. Slide your hand back and forth across your chest for me, grazing over your nipples as you go. I really, really enjoy nipples. Start slowly stroking your cock with your dominant hand as you trace circles around one nipple with the other. Yes, just like that. Your nipple's getting so hard. Switch to your other nipple and trace circles around that one. Yeah. Get it nice and hard for me. Good boy. Nice and hard. Go back and forth between the two. Try to give them equal attention for me. I like giving equal attention whether I'm spanking or flogging or engaging in nipple play. Good. Oh, good. Stroke a little faster now, and with your other hand, lightly pinch your nipple and give it a tuck. Pretend it's my teeth. That's it. Now do the other one. Like that. alternate between them. Make sure you get them both the attention they deserve for me. My lips licking them, and my teeth nipping and tugging, my mouth sucking. How good does that feel, pet? Getting pleasure from both your hands. God. Stroke slow again. Slide your hand down your chest and to your inner thigh as you slowly stroke your cock with your dominant hand. Run your fingertips along your inner thigh. Does that tingle? Just a little. Good. This spot is sometimes ticklish. Tickle play is so fun for me. I wonder if you would enjoy that. Turning these tingling sensations into tickles. Maybe another day. Now take that hand that's touching your beautiful leg. You have nice thighs. Has anyone ever told you that? I fucking love men's legs. Now take that hand and lightly cup your balls. I don't think balls get enough attention. Can you feel how full they are in your hand? Yeah. All that cum you've stored up for me. Ever so slightly squeeze them and then release. Do it again. Squeeze them and then release. Did you get that momentary relief from the aching that you've been experiencing? Do it again. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Feel free to squeeze them. Tug on them. Roll them around in your hand. Use your nails on them. Whatever feels best. Don't forget to move your hips as you stroke for me and give attention to your balls. Stroke faster now. Feel the tension in your balls today. All that cum desperately begging to be released. Are you leaking, pet? Is all that cum trying to escape and end the fun? Grip your cock a little tighter. Tug on those balls for me. A little faster. Grip a little tighter. Stroke all the way from the head to the base. That's it. Focus on just the head. Tug on your balls and stroke just the head. Oh, no cheating. No slowing down. Oh yeah. Feels good, doesn't it? Think about how good it would feel to come with me. All that cum shooting out of those full balls. Oh, think about making a mess. Better yet, think about, oh God, think about coming inside of me. That's what I'm thinking about. Stroke. Fuck. Are you close? All that pleasure channeled into your cock as you buck your hips and play with your balls. Stop stroking. Put both hands on the bed by you. You can rock your hips if you can take it, but don't you dare fucking come. Sometimes. Oh. How did that feel? Did it feel good? To get so close to coming. To get so close, but to stop. Before you do, your body is humming right now, isn't it? It's humming because you got right to the edge without going over. Take a second and catch your breath with me. Don't move your hips. Just be still and breathe while I grip the shelf above me and catch mine. Oh, fuck. Do you know how good you make me feel to have you obey me like this? Even better, to have you trust me to help you get more pleasure, to trust me that this is a gift and not a punishment, that denying yourself for me, goddamn, I'm having a hard time focusing. This is a gift, isn't it, pet? A pleasurable gift. Especially when I make myself come. You've been such a good boy, and I am legit proud of you. Are you ready to go again? Good. I bet that if you weren't watching the time of this audio, you thought you were done. Guess again. Remember how we started? Good. Grab your cock with your dominant hand and grab your throat and squeeze. Squeeze gently for me. Feel my hand on your throat. Feel seen. Feel owned. Feel like you're mine in the best possible way. And slowly stroke for me. Move your hips. That's right. Don't hurt your Adam's apple. Just enjoy that slight lack of oxygen. How it's a bit harder to breathe. You still get pleasure from it, don't you? If you want a blood choke, you can find the two arteries that run up the side of your neck and press on them slightly, pinching off the blood. This is the choke I use in jiu-jitsu, from behind, bare naked choke. My bicep on one side, my forearm on the other. By far one of my favorite ways to get men to tap out and submit to me, because they can still breathe, and so it sometimes surprises them that they're getting a little lightheaded. Good boy. Now release your throat and slide your hand down your neck, down your collarbones, and play with your nipples like before. One and then the other. Circling them, pinching them, tucking on them, all the while remembering that I love nipple play. I love the little yip when my eye teeth close on a nipple. Now migrate that hand down and play with your balls as you continue to stroke and fuck your hand, your hips bucking. If you are feeling extra naughty, I'll allow you to press on your taint. Did you know that this is where your prostate? You know that area right under your balls. If you feel extra, extra naughty, I'll allow you to rub the outside of your asshole. Whatever feels best, pet. This is about building your pleasure after all. How naughty do you feel? I wonder where your hand is. I know one is on your cock. Where is the other? Did it wander back to your throat? Is it tugging on your nipples for me? Is it scratching at your balls? Stroke, pet. Concentrate all that pleasure on your cock and your balls and whatever point of contact your other hand is making, teasing, fucking, feeling. Dripping. Yes, yes. If you're feeling extra naughty, leave me a comment and tell me your favorite spot for the second hand to be. the spot you can't help but touch and tease for me. Oh, I want to read those comments. I want to know what you like. I want to know what my boys really want. Are you getting close again? Your hips moving. As soon as you feel yourself getting to that edge, stay as long as you can. But when it gets to be too much for you, take both your hands off your body. I won't tell you what to do this time. I won't tell you when to stop. I will trust you to know where that line is. I will trust you that you won't come. You won't come, right, Pet? Don't come. Oh, I'm so close. Are you still touching? Are your hips still bucking? Are you imagining my wet pussy sliding up and down? Oh, God. I'm so close. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Reading your comments, thinking about the pleasure that's building in your body. Take a few breaths. You did good, right? I didn't misplace my trust in you, did I? I'll allow you to repeat this audio whenever you want. However many times you want. But I'm trusting you to only tease yourself if you can handle it without coming. Realize that your pleasure only gets more intense from here. Every day you deny yourself builds it. I wonder what I wonder what your personal record is. Is this your personal record? 4 days of teasing and denial. You already feel the constant ache, the ever present pleasure, the never-ending sexual thoughts. Trust me, Pet. The more you tease yourself, the deeper that pleasure becomes, the better it feels, but also the more you tease yourself, the harder it becomes to hold out. Stay strong. You've come this far. I know that you can continue to deny yourself. I trust you to know where your line is. You know it's worth it, right? So feel free to listen to this again tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that. Listen to me tease you. Let your hand wander to a new place. Maybe even experiment with what that hand can do and what sensations bring more and more pleasure. You know it's worth it, pet. Fuck. You know it is. Until next time. Mm-hmm.